At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Canterbury Park is the Minnesota Horse Expo. Large trade show, vendors everywhere. There's going to be a lot of people that will be there speaking. There's going to be speakers, trainers, clinicians, horse training, care, maintenance. All those things will be covered. But I'm also curious if when talking and looking at animals versus people with regards to psychics, is reading animals any different than reading people? Well, psychic Ruth Lorden, she joins us here, courtesy of the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline here on The Lake Show. Ruth, pleasure to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you. I'm so excited about the Minnesota Horse Expo.
Yeah, and we're all excited. And look, you're going to be conducting seminars tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday at the Horse Expo, and specifically horse speak. Learn how to communicate and hear your horse. Tell us a little bit about your seminar and kind of answer the question, is reading animals any different than reading people?
Yeah, it's because the animals, they were here first. And when I read people, and I've been doing this for 57 years, I look at the people and I project myself into them. When I work with horses and other animals, you have to sit and let them come to you. They come to you because, you know, it's a soul-to-soul connection. And I love to use photos because remember how the indigenous people said, when you do a photo, you take your soul. Well, that's true. And the horses just come through and say what they want to say. And then if you listen to them and you're polite, you can ask them questions. Mm. And when I do the seminar, I'm going to teach people how to do that. And I'm going to show my special pilot light meditation so you get centered and focused. And, of course, people can bring their photos up to the stage and I'll do the readings too.
Now, how long have you been, because you've been a psychic essentially your entire life, how long have you been doing pet readings?
Well, when I was 3 years old, my dad used to call me his little lucky piece, because before he would go to the track, he would ask me about horses, and I would make some comment, and apparently I would be right. But I've been doing animals, I would say, at least 40 years.
Mm, that's interesting. So now, like, Ruth, you got me so thinking about this because I know that I've been out to Canterbury. I love going to Canterbury. I love the handicap races and this, that, the other, whatever. And I know so many people there, from Jeff Madej to Kevin Gorg and for years, Paul Allen. But the bottom line is I feel like I should know you more than them because they're handicappers and you're actually a psychic.
Well, yes, but, you know, it's kind of you have to look at the horse and see it.
Yeah.
And if they're going to win. Now, for example, about the Kentucky Derby, I am currently in love with Sandman. I'm not so sure he's going to win, but he's so cute.
Oh, okay.
You know, and you see the horse, you can feel their vibes, you feel their energy. And if you can come to one of the seminars, I'll be showing you how you can do your own handicapping in a way by looking at the horse and hearing what they have to say.
Man, that's super interesting. We're talking to Ruth Lorden here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. She'll be doing seminars at the Minnesota Horse Expo this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Doors open and begin at 9 a.m. You can go to canterburypark.com for more details and information. this event is going to draw a bunch of people. The expo typically attracts about 20,000 people over the course of the 3 days.
Well, it's amazing. I'm blown away. They have free pony rides and free carriage rides. And imagine taking your kids or your grandkids for their pony ride at the actual racetrack. That's amazing.
Mm. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm hoping the weather cooperates because there are so many events going on. The harnesses, the extreme barriers, the ladies who work with Trevera, I believe it is. It's the carryover, which I love this. During Mexican independence, there were women horseback riders that would go around the battle to distract the soldiers.
Ruth, you know,
hey,
Ruth, you kind of mentioned something about with regards to the Kentucky Derby, because I'm all about the Derby. I love horse racing. I'm all about the Triple Crown. But the first stop is in Kentucky at Churchill Downs next weekend. Tell me a little bit more about this premonition that you have with regards to the Derby specifically. You mentioned Sandman.
Yeah, and I also feel that I believe his name is Bill Befford. He's coming back with a venom. You know, he wants to win. And his horse, Rodriguez, should do very, very well. I also thought about it, and for the last few years, I believe, they've had long shots win.
Yes,
but
that's correct.
This year, I think it'll be more of a favorite.
More of a favorite. So you go ahead.
Well, knowing that I was going to be on your show, mm-hmm. I found the pictures of a lot of the horses, and a horse named Tappan something stuck out, but Sandman just captured my heart.
Tappan Street, that's my horse. I love Tappan Street. So you're saying I have a chance?
Well, we always have a chance, but what you can do is, and I mean this, take a picture of him
mm-hmm.
and open up to it and let him talk to you soul to soul, and then ask him if he's going to win, and ask him if he can please do his best.
So you're saying I need to talk to the horse through the picture?
Yeah, well, it works, soul to soul. You look, let him talk first. Hear what he has to say to you. And I think he's telling you, I'm trying to tune in at a different level. He's worrying about your own feet because you don't take care of your feet.
Hey, let me ask you this. What is the number one question or top questions that you get each and every year when you do the seminars?
Well, this is my first year, so I'll let you know Monday.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. We're talking to Ruth Lorden here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WC Show. And by the way, when I went to your website, RuthLorden.com, there's something that stood out to me. One of my classmates from high school knows you well, it seems like. Her name is Melissa Hall, fitness trainer and model.
Oh, sure. I love Melissa.
Yes, that's one of my classmates. We graduated from high school together back in 1991.
Well, she's now the mother of twins in a happy remarriage and doing well.
Yeah, she's doing extremely well. All right, so what are some of the key things that you may want to get into with people in the listening audience over the course of the next 3 days out at Canterbury at the expo?
Well, how to be kind to the horses. And I think it's really important to do your best that when you're riding the horses to sit right and listen to them, because they're panicky. They can get back pains, they can have problems, and they can go day to day too. And most of the horses are always having complaints about the food.
Okay. Have you been around horses your entire life?
No, and that's why I'm so good at this. No, I've done a lot of readings for like an old friend, Steve Stone, who is I helped him with the Cy Young Award. Newsweek wrote that up. And he's a broadcaster now. And he said the reason I was so good was I knew nothing about baseball. And knowing nothing about this and that, I learned as I go along. Like today I learned when they wag their tails back and forth, they're not happy, the horses.
Mm-hmm.
But because I know nothing about that, it's pure soul to soul.
Well, you know, Steve Stone is a great name that you mentioned. And it's cool that you know him because – you know, we've all kind of, or I don't want to speak for everybody out there, but I kind of grew up on Steve Stone because of him doing the color commentating on the Chicago Cubs broadcast for so many years.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I'm the psychic he always talked about.
Really?
That's me. Yeah.
How's he doing nowadays?
I saw him yesterday. He's great.
That's awesome. We're talking to Ruth Lorden. She's a fifth-generation psychic, 57 years of professional experience, joining us here on the Lake Show News Talk, 830 WCCO. She's going to be at the Minnesota Horse Expo, which is at Canterbury Park, for information on tickets and the schedule, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, beginning at 9 a.m. Go to canterburypark.com. Before I let you go, Ruth, any final tidbits that you want to give to the listening audience out there?
Well, I'm going to say that if they do come into my seminar and you mention WCCO, I just might have a little surprise for you.
Ooh, okay. All right. Well, Ruth, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and thank you. And I hope to see you out at the expo.
If I can get out there, I will try to make a way. Thank you so much, Ruth.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Now, I have never, that's my first time ever talking to a psychic. Not in just get a reading.
Yeah.
Like she's talking to me about what she's going to be doing.
Animals, yeah.
You ever been to a psychic?
I've met psychics. I haven't actually, like, sat through a session, no.
I mean, hold on, text line. No, she's serious. The text line thinks it's a bit.
Oh, it's
hey,
not
Henry,
a bit. No.
Very funny bit about having a conversation with the horses. No.
Yeah, we're not horsing around.
Go to her website, Ruth Lorden, which is spelled Lordan.
Yeah.
That's her website. No, seriously.
Jordan's the goat of basketball and Lorden's the goat of horse.
And I'm not even joking with when I mentioned one of my classmates. If you go to her website, you'll see her name up there, Melissa Hall, who graduated with me in high school, fitness trainer. She's a model. She's a spokesperson. She's been, you know, doing this stuff for a long, long time, whatever. Yep. You know, that's somebody that gets readings from her.
Love it. It's different. We'd like to do different things here on CCO. 6 to 9, baby.
I mean, a first for any.
I love it.
A first for everything, right?
This isn't the Sunday night show with Dave Schrader. This is Lake Show.
I should have asked her some things about you.
Oh, boy.
That would have made sense.
Yeah.
Because we all know we need to know a little bit more about Josh Wheeler, right?
Yeah, it's maybe.
Debatable. It was so funny a couple of days ago. You had posted a picture on Facebook, a nice picture of you and your wife.
Thanks for that.
You and your wife. And your wife looked amazing in the picture.
Yeah.
You looked brutal because you had your eyes closed.
It was 420.
And I commented on it, and it was 420. And I commented on it.
That was my first thought when you commented that.
And your wife laughed about it.
This guy thinks I'm indulging today for sure.
651-461-9226. Final segment of hour one coming up next. All right, the final thing, and thanks again to Ruth Lorden for joining us here on the show. And that was not a bit, people. She's actually a psychic. Check her out at Canterbury Park, Horse Expo. The last thing that I will say to kind of cap off my thoughts, because we'll talk to Andy Reeder at the top of the hour from the Pioneer Press about Minnesota United Soccer, as well as he'll give some perspective on the Gopher prospects for the NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only one thing that I want to see out of the Vikings with this year's NFL draft. Is take the best player available.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say this is because we have needs. We don't have a bunch of draft picks. Just take people that can be impactful players at the position that we need help at.
Even if it's Shedeur Sanders?
Not in round one.
You never know.
Why would we go back-to-back years taking a first-round quarterback? And quite frankly,
because technically we only have one right now.
So that's a first round pick.
Okay.
And on top of that, let me say this, and I'm not a hater. I think that all this at the last minute hating on Shedeur Sanders is out of control. It's ridiculous. But I've said this the entire year. I've never viewed Shedeur Sanders as like a top notch quarterback. Yeah. I just never like. He's accurate, but the strong arm thing, I'm kind of like, he doesn't have an overly strong arm. He's not really elusive. He takes a ton of sacks. I hope that he's good because I hate that people are just dissing him. Yeah, he's got swagger. Yes, he's a little bit arrogant. It's Deion's son, what you think?
And there's one caveat, and I want to get your thoughts on this.
Yeah, but the thing is that I don't see it.
The worry I think a lot of teams have with taking Sanders is, especially with it being the teams that are picking early, are if their head coaching situation doesn't work out, they're worried Deion might follow suit and try and go for that spot. What are your thoughts on that? Is there any legitimacy to Deion that being a worry?
Deion couldn't go after a job that's not offered to him.
I know. But you don't think he's going to be one of the top phone calls made if that's a possibility?
That would not play any part in my decision making.
Okay.
You can't think like that. Like, I don't think that any owner out there, multi-billionaire, should be concerned about Deion Sanders wanting a job if the coach, yeah. if things fall. Like that, I think that that's, they don't think like that.
Well, I can tell you
I think that's another, like, thrown out there to kind of ruffle the feathers and
I think there's
get
one,
people all
there's
worked
There's one organization that I kind of know from personal experience with Baker, et cetera, that will make that mistake, and that's Cleveland. They don't care. Like, they throw everything out there. They don't have a lot of moral fabric to their organizational moves that they do make. So, you know, I think that would be one team that would be that exception.
I just never really viewed Shedeur Sanders as a top five pick. I'm not going to sit here and say that he shouldn't be drafted in the first round. I think he's clearly a first round quarterback. I mean, he had a really good college football career.
Yes.
Do I think that he should have got his number retired at Colorado? No, I think that's ridiculous. It's insane. Hey, Cordell Stewart didn't even have his jersey retired.
Yes.
Cordell Stewart? And you're yeah, let's put Shedeur Sanders' jersey up in there. Actually, what did they win with Shedeur Sanders? What did they win? Nothing.
A couple of primetime games. A couple of endorsement deals.
So awkward.
You never know.
That's so awkward, dude.
Do you think Colorado's more on the map than when before they got there? I mean,
no question. Okay. Colorado had fallen way off.
Yeah.
They weren't even relevant in college football. Now they're relevant. But that's because of Travis Hunter and Shedeur and Deion.
Yeah.
Like Deion's, you know, like his personality, mm-hmm. his swagger, his name recognition drew kids to Colorado.
Let it be known, Shedeur did not do this by himself, even though he will tell you that he did not do this by himself.
He didn't. By the way, if you go to Ruth's website,
mm-hmm.
how many years did she say that she's been a psychic?
56.
She said 57.
57 or 57.
That shocks me because if you look at her photograph,
yeah,
I would not believe you.
Yeah, correct.
I don't. I think she's adding some years to her expertise. Because I don't.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean,
I'm dead serious.
I'm looking at it right now, yeah.
She doesn't look. I mean, what are we saying? Are we saying that she's like late 60s, 70s?
73, something like that. Yeah,
I would not. No. So, yeah. So what do you want to see happen? Pick 24. And we can be fluid with this. I'm just saying this before we get started. Because by the time that we get into the 8 o'clock hour, we will see names off the board and stuff like that. Because the draft is, by the time that we come back and we have Andy Greeter on the show in about 10 or 12 minutes, we're going to have the first pick off the board, I would guess.
Yeah. I think
how many minutes is it between picks? Is it 10?
Something like that, okay. Yeah.
Whatever.
I think you need to go guard or tackle. You need to find a replacement. I'm using air quotes, replacement for Darisaw. You need to get that void filled ASAP.
Why?
Just because it's.
What do you mean?
Because Darisaw's the injury. But the injury is my concern with that.
He's one of the highest paid left tackles in the National Football League. No. He got a monster deal. He's going to be just fine.
Okay.
I'm not worried.
I'd say go guard. I mean, there's
in the first
that. That 20-ish slot, like 20 through 29, is going to be very guard heavy. Because those are people that are looking for guards early on in the draft.
Yeah, but who was the guard that we grabbed from Indianapolis? We grabbed Will Fry. It'll be interesting. Look, I'm not sitting here saying, I'm not shooting down what you're saying about offensive line.
Yeah.
We need a cornerback, I'll tell you that.
Yes, we do.
Best cornerback on the board.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Or if there's a really good one, don't hesitate.
Yeah.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.